Here we go. Perek Mem Dalet, chapter 44. Vine kol madrigas ahava. Mibez madrigas elu. Whatever level of love we've been discussing, of these two levels of love, remember we discussed ahava rabba ve'ahava soyla. Each of those was different in its nature. Ahava rabba, he discussed earlier, was a gift from heaven for a person who's done everything they can do to attain and acquire appropriate awe and fear of Hashem. That person is gifted from above an abundant love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing a person can do to get it. It's a gift. Then there's Ahava Zaylam. And as its name suggests, Ahava Zaylam is love that comes from the world, meaning a person who sits and analyzes the beauty of creation, like I did today. I went up to one of the most incredible views in Aspen, Colorado. So that's Ahava Zaylam. It's love that stems from the world. And it has many, many facets, obviously, in many different places one can derive that love from. But we all understand that whether we're talking about Ahava Rabba or we're talking about Ahava Zaylam, Nechlekes l'kama p'chinis u'madreges, it is divided to many levels, many different stages, le'en kates, to a limitless number. Why? Because kol chad l'fum shira delay. Every person will experience his love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu according to their own level, according to their own capacity. K'may shekosev b'zayir HaKadosh. Right, the Zohar writes, Al pipos noida basharim ba'alo. So the Zohar writes, Do kudsha b'richo, that this refers to Hashem, Di'ihu isiyada, he is known, V'izdabek, and he cleaves, he connects the kol chad to each individual, l'fum ma'ad d'mishar, believe me, according to how much that person is able to handle. So, what the chiddush here is that we would imagine, okay, Ahava Zaylam, we would understand that every person, their intellectual capacity is going to be different, their emotional capacity is going to be different, and as a result, to the degree that they're going to process information, to that degree, will their Ahava Zaylam be different due to the fact that it's going to stem from their own processing of information. The chiddush that he's telling us here is even Ahava Rabba, which is a gift from above, that too is going to be dependent upon the person's madregas in each and in intellectual and in spiritual and in each different level. Ulechein, and for this reason, nikroim dechilu v'rechimo, love and fear are referred to as hanistorais. They are the concealed component of our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because nobody has any clue what's going on in somebody else's heart. We don't know what their love is. We don't know what their fear is. And as a result, nobody can ever judge another Jew because we have no idea what their level of ahava and yira is. So that's hanistoros is l'Hashem elokeinu. That which is concealed, ahava and yira, which is concealed from the human eye, that is up to Hashem. But v'toiru mitzvahs, the action, the applied service of the study of Torah and the practice of mitzvahs, heina niglas lono levaneinu, that is the component of service Hashem, which is revealed for us and our children, lasos, for us to do, because that's dependent upon action. That is completely dependent upon our activity, and that everybody can see. Now, he's going to further explain. Ki Torah achas u'mishpat echad likulanu, because ultimately there is one Torah and one system of judgment for all of us. Bikiyum kala Torah mitzvahs, when it comes to the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs, bibchinas ma'isa, when it comes to action, there's no difference between one Jew and the next. Our practice, it has to be equal Based upon the fact that we're all Jews, all of us have the mitzvah of Sukkah, all of us have the mitzvah of Lulav, all of us have the mitzvah of Shofar, we all have the mitzvah of Tefillin, so all mitzvahs are incumbent upon us equally. Well, but that's not the case when it comes to love and to awe. That is completely dependent upon that which is in the heart and in the mind of human beings, and that's completely different to every Jew. So if somebody's going to say, is the mitzvah of tefillin equal to every two Jews? Yes, tefillin is equal. But Ahavin Yira, that's a mitzvah that, even though it's incumbent upon every Jew, but its nature, its kind, its style, its level is going to be completely different based upon who we are. Now, that's true of Ahavas Olam and Ahava Rabba. Comes a Baltanya and teaches us an incredible, phenomenal Yesait. Last, we're on the bottom of 124, the bottom of the beginning of Mem Dalet, two lines from the bottom of the page. Ach, achas yahava, haklula mikol b'chinas ha-madregas, ahava rabba v'ahava saylam. There is one love, which is all-inclusive, of whether we're talking about ahava rabba, or we're talking about ahava saylam. V'yishov l'chol nefesh mi'Yisrael, it is equal to every Jewish soul, because v'yirushalonu me'aviseinu, because it is our inheritance from our avos. You notice how this theme follows through all of Sefer HaTanya. This thing that all Jews have built in Ahava and Yira, all of us have a chelik elika abimal, it's all Yerushalonu me'aviseinu. This is what the Zohar writes. Al posik nafshi ivisicha belaylo. Posik says, my soul yearns for you at night. Says the Zohar, the irachim lekutche berichu rechimusa de nafsha, that the person yearns for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, a yearning, a love of his soul. Verucha in his spirit, kamadiz davku ilan begufa vegufa rachim lein. He explains as follows. He says, the Zohar there explains that you find a person is utterly exhausted. Their mamish have no koyach left. They're gone. So they lay down to go to sleep with the hope and the yearning that they're going to wake up refreshed. Or the Zohar says, you have a person who's mamish famished, and you give them a little bit of food, and it brings them back to life. And they cannot wait. They fantasize about when they're going to get finally to eat, to grab a bite, so that they can return, so that the neshama zol tzurikim in tzizach, that the person should be able to get back to themselves. Okay? That's how the Zohar says that even if a person toils all day long in Torah and mitzvahs, he goes to sleep at night, that he cannot sleep through the night. I'm sure all of us have this experience. Because they cannot be away from their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that long. They pine, they yearn for the moment that they can once again reconnect. Why do they have that yearning? So the Zohar explains, because as follows, look at after the fourth line from the top of the end of the line. V'zesh iksiv, nafshi ivisicha, my soul yearns for you. Kilayma, says the Zohar, mipnei sha'ato Hashem nafshi v'chayehu amitim, because you, Hashem, I recognize that you are my true life. You are really my entire essence. Everything comes from you. L'kach, for this reason, ivisicha, I yearn for you. Pirshani misave v'toiv lach, I desire, I yearn for you. Ka'odam ha-misave l'chai nafsho, like a person yearns to return to the essence of their life. U'kashu chalash ha-mu'una, when they're fachalished, when they're starving, or they're tired, misave v'toiv, they yearn, they hunger, shetoshuv nafshei, that their soul should be restored to them. When they go to sleep, they yearn that that their neshama should be returned to them. Kishiyor Mishinose, when they wake up from their sleep, says the Zohar, Kach ani misave v'toev, so too do I yearn and desire l'or and soif baruch hu, to the infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Chai HaChaim Amitim. I recognize that He is the true source of all life. L'amshichoi b'kirbi, and I want to be able to bring that life to reality, to bring it into myself. How? Because I know that when I get up in the morning, or when I get up in the middle of the night, I will study Torah. When I wake up from my sleep, how am I going to bring Hashem into me by doing that? Because as He said so many times in the past, because Torah and Hashem are inseparable. And therefore, the person recognizes that the moment that they wake up and they're able to study Torah, they've ingested, they've brought the Rebbeinu Shalom into themselves, so they've returned their soul to themselves. And therefore, he continues, like the Zohar writes, the boy barnash, that it's incumbent upon a person, out of his love for Hashem, to wake up when it's still nighttime, to toil in Hashem's service until morning. And that's a natural, he's saying that it's a natural consequence which results from a person who recognizes that their true essence, that their true being is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if I want to live, I need to bring Hashem into myself, because it's no different than eating something that's going to restore my soul to me. Now, so this is a type of love where he's going to describe it by contrast later. It's really a form of self-love, because the person recognizes that without this, they have no kiyum. As a living Jew, I cannot exist without Torah and mitzvahs. And therefore, if I want to be restored, if I want to live, if I want to be vital, I have to have the Rebbeinu Shalom in me. So it's a love, but it's a love which is ultimately based in the interest of my vibrancy. Okay? So it's a tremendous madrega, as we all recognize. Halavai, we would be there. But we also recognize that it's a self-centered love, meaning recognizing that the Rebbeinu Shalom is my essence, and therefore the more God I can take into myself, the more alive I am as a Jew. Okay, right now we're right in the center of the page. But there's a greater, deeper love than this. And this too is concealed in every Jew, as an inheritance. It's meaning it's built in. It's not, this isn't software we need to buy. This is pre-installed. There's a section of the Zohar that's called the Re'eh Mehemna. The Re'eh Mehemna are the direct words of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu describes his love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibro de ishtadel basar avoy v'ime. It's like a child who toils, he follows after his father and mother to do whatever he can possibly do for them. Why? Derachim loin yatir migarme, says the Zohar. He loves them more than he loves themselves. B'nafshei v'ruche, more than he loves himself, his nefesh and his ruach. And there the Zohar explains on this level that there's a level of Ahavas Hashem that due to the fact ki haloi av echad likulanu, that we all have one father, and as a result the natural state of a Jew is to constantly search and find opportunities to give the Rebbeinu Shalom nachas ruach. That's how the Re'eh Mehemna describes his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's like a child who's dabbling in his father's affairs in order to figure out ways that he can possibly bring pleasure to his parent. And it's interesting that Ramatala in Peliyotz discusses this fairly often. And when I share this concept of Peliyotz with people, so two groups of people have very different reactions to it. The people who had relationships with their parents that were good relationships thrive on the idea, and the people who had abusive relationships with their parents hate the idea. They have no concept as to what it's talking about, and they get very resentful of the fact that other people have this kind of loving relationship that they actually go looking for opportunities to pleasure their parents, to figure out what they can possibly do to make their lives more pleasurable. Now, so what's the difference between this level of love and the level of love he just discussed? He just discussed before this a level of love of a Jew who recognizes that the Ribbono Shel Olam is his essence, and as a result, he wants to ingest as much Torah and mitzvahs as he can, because the more alive he can become, the more Ribbono Shel Olam I have in me, the more alive I am. And that's Yerusha Lanam Eveseinu. Now he says there's a deeper level that the Rei Mehemna discusses, which is that I just want to figure out what I can do to bring a Nachas Ruach from HaKadosh Baruch. So the difference between these two levels is one of them is focused on self, and the other one is completely focused away from self. Where the person's focus is that I want to be as alive as can be. So as phenomenal as a madrega it is for a Jew to recognize that, lemaisa, the focus is on themselves. Whereas here, the way the Rei Mehemna is describing it, the person will totally nullify any self-interest. They'll get nothing out of it. It's all done for the purpose of bringing pleasure to their parent. Now, he says further, V'af ki mihu zeh ve'ezehu, even though, he says, let's not delude ourselves. Who do we think we are? Asha orav libay, who would be so brazen? Ligeshes, to approach, lahasig afilu chelik echad min yelef, to approach even a 1,000th of mimadregas ahavis rei mehemna, of the level of Moshe Rabbeinu's love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No person is going to deceive themselves into thinking that we can even attain something like that. So why are we even talking about it? Nonetheless, if the Zohar records it for us, then some smacking of it, some tiny drop of it, from its abundant goodness and its tremendous energy, it illuminates into all of Klal Yisrael in each and every generation. As the Tikkun HaZohar writes, that the Moshe Rabbeinu's is spread, his effect is spread in each and every generation, to illuminate for them. Raksha Orozu. Here is the problem. So now we have these two levels that each of us can attain. But we need to accept the following. Shaha orazu, that this illumination, this level of love, he bebchinas hester vehelim godel, it is concealed and extremely hidden. Benefasha is kol beis Yisrael, in the souls of all Jews. And in order to take this love, this concealed love, from its concealed state, Vahester, Elagilui, to make it a revealed love, Liyois Bizgalus Libayumaichai, that it should be able to be in a revealed way emotionally and intellectually. So even though it looks like it's a million miles away, says the Baal Tanya, loy nifleis v'loy rechoiki, it is not impossible, it is not distant. Elekarov hadova ma'oid, it is exceedingly close. How is it exceedingly close? In two ways. Beficha, by talking about it, ubilvavcha, and in your heart. Dehainu, that is to say, turn the page to 126. Dehainu, Lias Rogil al Lishoinoi Vikoilai. Fascinating thing here, guys. that it should be part of our talk. We should talk love of God. It should be rogel, it should be accustomed, habitual, on our tongues, v'koylein in our voices, lo'ere kavanas libay u'maychay, to awaken and arouse the intent of our heart and our minds. This is the second part, right? He said, b'ficha u'bilvavcha. The second part is, so one way is to talk about it. The second way is la'ira kavanas liba yomaychay, to awaken the thought, the intent of one's heart and mind, lahamik machshavta b'chayachay meitzayf baruch hu, to deepen, to envelop our thoughts in godly ideas, kihu avinu mamish amiti, like ideas like the Rebbeinu Shloim is our father, our true father, umikar chayenu, the source of our lives. And to delve into it, to think about godly ideas and to learn about them and to read about them, and to awaken within ourselves the love, like the love of a child to a parent. And if we get into the habit of talking this way and thinking this way, what will happen will be that our habit will become our true nature. Now, he addresses what Brian is thinking. Come on, Balatanya. We all know that if we begin to imagine that we really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what we're really investing is in a world of dimyonis, a world of imagination. That's how it seems at the outset, says the Baal Tanya, lo yachush, don't worry about it. Me'achashu emes, because I'm telling you that it's the truth. Right now it looks to you like it's your imagination, and I'm telling you that it's true. It's emes la'mitoi, it is absolutely true. Why? Mitzad atzmai, from its essence, bibchines ahava misuteres, because it's part of the concealed love. Rakshatielis yitziyasa lagili. Now, see, now he says, okay, so if it's there and it's my true love, so leave it alone. Why do I have to do anything with it? Why can't I exist? And they say that that's why the heart attack rate among Jews is so high, because all Jews are Jews at heart. So he's saying here, if every Jew is a Jew at heart, so leave it alone. If we all love God, and that's adequate to stop it from being an imagination, so let it be. Why do we have to do anything to develop it? Leave it as it is in its absolute truth. Raksha tayelis yitziyasa elagilui. The tayelis, the purpose of extracting it and bringing it out, kidei lavili de maisa, to bring it to action, meaning as follows: the person who's going to be in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a real, expressed, open way, it's going to drive the person on a constant basis to want to do more, because he's in this tremendous loving relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas if it remains concealed, the person is going to remain exactly with that. He'll have concealed love. It's not going to bring to anything. So what he's saying here is that aside from the love itself, which is so important to have and to bring out and to develop, but let's look at the goal. The goal of the love is that it'll bring the person to do more. So Eisek HaTorah is constantly going to want to learn. V'amitzvah, he'll want to fulfill mitzvah. Shalem adam mikayim ha'yideizeh, through his love. Why will he want to do that? Because he lost his nachas ruach l'fan of Yisbarach. Because he's constantly going to want to bring this pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keben ha'ivid es aviv, like a child who has the opportunity to serve his father. So if that's a living reality, it's on the conscious mind, so then it'll bring the person to act and to do and to learn. You're not really holding yet there. Valzeomru, about this, Chazal say, Machshava Toiva, a good thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa L'maisa, the Rebbeinu Shleim will combine it to an action. Liyaz Gadfin Azoy Vait, he says an incredible thing here. Remember, we've been discussing all along this very harsh Zohar. The Zohar says that Torah and mitzvahs without love and awe, like parchas leila, I'm not going to be able to fly rhythm that the love and fear are wings that allow the mitzvahs to be elevated to fly heavenward. So if that's the case, what do you do if a person doesn't have it? He says if a person is putting forth the effort to develop the ahava v'yira, even though he's not there yet, but in b'machshava he's putting forth that effort, the Rebbeinu Shlom is mitzarif, he combines, he attaches these thoughts to the action, that they become gatvin, they become wings, leparcha, to be able to be elevated heavenward. What's the pleasure that a Jew can possibly give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is very Bardichev now. The pleasure is like the pleasure that a king has from his child, Sheboi love, who returns to him, when he leaves prison canal, or another thought could be that this child is building for the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, Adira, a dwelling place here among the low. So both of those are fair thoughts as far as what the kavana can be in how the child is giving the HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleasure. And therefore he says, v'nigam l'pchinas nafshi v'sicha, even on that first level that we were talking about, where the person wants to restore their soul, karev adava ma'oid la'itzia me'elam alagiloi, that level is also easy. It's close to a person to be able to take it out from its concealed stage to its revealed stage. Idea hergel tamid, again, through getting into the habit, bipiv v'libay shavit, with his lips and with his heart equally. So talk about it. Think about it. Ach, imeinu yochel leitzia l'gilui v'libay. However, he says, I want you to know that even if a person never attains this and is never able to bring it from its concealed state to its revealed state, afal pike, nonetheless, yachalasik p'teru mitzvahs lishman, a person is still able to attain the level of studying Torah and doing mitzvahs lishma. How? Ayde tzir inin ahavazu b'machshava shabamaychai, even albeit that it's intellectually in his thoughts, umachshava teva kadosh baruch hu tzafer. Meaning, even if the person can never arrive at the point where it becomes an emotional reality of love, nonetheless, if we put in the work to talk about it and to conjure up the images in our minds intellectually, and we never arrive at the emotional love, nonetheless, about this it is that Chazal say, Machshava Toiva, that a good thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarev L'Maaseh, he combines it to the action so that it can be Parchas L'Eilah, so that it can ascend heavenward.